Hi, welcome to 3Dog. This is an hour-long flow class. Thanks so much for joining us. When you're ready, grab your mat and let's get started.
Start in child's pose, and if you have a block, we're going to put the block underneath your forehead center. I'm sorry to get you up, Lisa. That was a good shavasana too. But I feel today that if I start with shavasana, we might not ever get out of it. So that might not be a problem, actually. But take your block, place it underneath your forehead in a way that's comfortable for you, and let your arms be soft around it. And what this does, primarily, like the first thing, well, first of all, this is the pose that the yoga therapist will give you if you ever have a headache. And so take that in. Bring your block with you everywhere you go so you can do this. And secondly, it gives you a little more space to breathe, bringing the face away from the floor a bit. So the arms could be out to the sides, and then the arms could be back beside you. And if you want even more kind of that spaciousness to breathe, bring the arms back beside, and plenty of room around your head and neck and face to just breathe well. Also a nice opportunity to take some of those breaths in child's pose that go in through your nose and out with your mouth, those cleansing breaths we've been talking about in our 72 stages of spring cleaning practice. It's nicer to do that with the head a little more elevated than with the face right on the floor. And finally, something you can do with the block underneath your forehead is to gently roll your head side to side across the block and start to just gently be sensible with this and really start to find different ways to get that myofascial release. You don't need to press real hard, but as you investigate this, and walk the block around the eyebrows and little sinus cavities around there that you can work through. This also, this is what the, feels like you're massaging out any of those lines that show up between the eyebrows. Roll over onto more of the side of the forehead toward the temple. And again, this is one of those totally weird yoga things that if it feels good to you, though, like it feels good and you just keep going, you can even get onto your cheeks, face cheeks. Play around with that. Have a few breaths here to either, if this is not for you, let your head center, let your breath steady. You can play around with the height of the block and working that facial massage with the edge of the block rather than the face. It's kind of sinus cavity massage type thing, good Ayurvedic spring cleaning work. If you like it. If you don't enjoy it, then of course, like, leave it. Next breath, you can come back to center, ground your forehead, and breath in. A long, slow breath out, like you got plenty of time for it. Do next inhale. Coming up to hands and knees and set the block to the side. A round of cat with your exhale. Inhale, cow pose. Exhale, come back to center, hands and knees. We'll tuck the toes, come up to down dog as you inhale. Take moments, set your gaze between your feet. Let's settle in, soft eyes, focused. forward to your hands. Walk forward into ragdoll. Let your head drop, bend your knees. Do whatever it is that you need to do to make this comfortable for your hamstrings so that you can release your head and neck heavy into the fold. Take a few breaths here, being upside down. Allowing that upside downness to shift the perspective, to shift the energy. Notice the mood, right? Our moods are the past brought with us into this moment. Forward folds. Yoga significant of releasing the past. So I spend a few moments in this release before we begin the flow to let that happen, to let the mood that is what's past just be identified and released, to be in clear space for this practice. Release your hands to your mat. Walk your feet together. Feet down to the floor. On inhale, reach up to standing mountain pose. When you exhale, pull your arms down into cactus. Press the back of your head up. Lengthen the back of your neck as the elbows come down. When you inhale, take the arms back up overhead. Press your feet down. You're going to reach your left arm over. Catch the right with the left hand, and then press the right arm out to the side. Exhale, press your right foot down and elongate your right side. One more breath in here. Reach through ring and pinky fingertip. As you breathe out, come back to center, and again, pull the arm bones down at center. Lift the back of your head so that you're gazing at eye level. Then inhale, arms up overhead. As you exhale, right arm reaches across, catches your left arm presses out toward the left. Then inhale, bring the body into a side bend. Exhale, press the left foot down. More breath in, reach long through the pinky and ring fingertip of the left hand, still drawing the arm away from the ear. And then back to center. Into the cactus, arms down the sides, back of the head lifts up, find eye level, look straight ahead. Inhale, reach up. And exhale, we'll bow forward. Breathe in, lift halfway, flat back, walk your feet hip distance. And then step your right foot back, low lunge. And inhale, straighten your front leg. And exhale, bend into that lunge. Two more rounds. Breathe in. Send the hips back. Breathe out. Pull to the front heel. Breathe in. Breathe out. Pull into the front heel. Bring your back knee down. Inhale, reach up. And then exhale again. Take the right arm across center, catch it with the left, then inhale, pull the right arm back toward the right as you reach up into the side bend. As you breathe out, press into your front heel. One more breath in, take this up, take it back, reach through the ring and pinky finger. You exhale, release it, hands down, look forward, step back, down dog or chaturanga, upward facing dog. Good. And downward facing dog. Press your hands down. Take your right leg up and back behind you. You exhale. Big step into a low lunge. And again, inhale. Straighten the front leg. And exhale. Bend into. Breathe in. Breathe out. Breathe in. Breathe out, bring the back knee down. Breathe in, reach your arms up. Breathe out, press into your front heel and bring the arms down like cactus. Lift the back of your head up and back. Check eye level that you're setting your gaze at a place where the head is in line well with your posture. Inhale, reach the arms back up. Exhale, hands down to the front of the mat. Press into your front foot. Pick up the back knee to step forward. Breathe in, lift halfway. Breathe out, fold. Breathe in, reach up, mountain pose. Really nice. Extend to the ring and pinky finger. Exhale, fold forward. Breathe in, lift halfway, flat back, walk your feet hip distance. Step your left foot back into a low lunge. Breathe in, straighten the front leg. Breathe out, bend low on the lunge. Breathe in. Breathe out. In. Breathe out, come to lunge, back knee down. We're going to breathe in, reach up, and then take the right arm across, catch the left. You're going to press the left out so that it's holding its own and shoulders away from the ear as you take that side bend. Press your front foot down with your exhale. Lift your heart, reach through your ring and pinky finger with your inhale. Exhale, undo it. Hands to the mat. Step back, down dog or low push up. Upward facing dog. And downward facing dog. Inhale, take your left leg up and back. And exhale, a big step into a low lunge. Press your front foot into the mat. Lift your hips up and back. And exhale. Pull into the heel. Two more like that. Breathe in. And breathe out. Breathe in. And breathe out. Back knee down. Inhale. Reach up with the exhale. Look straight ahead, eye level. Pull elbows down. Breathe in, reach up. Keep looking eye level. Be sure the face isn't falling down and forward. Sometimes we confuse a little below eye level with eye level. Hands down to the front of the mat. Pick up your back knee and step up. Breathe in, lift halfway. Breathe out, fold. Breathe in, reach up, mountain pose. Steady sun A, work with breathing, rhythm, bow forward. Breathe in, lift halfway. Plant your hands, step back, breathe out. Breathe in. Breathe out. Look forward, walk or lightly hop to your hands. Breathe in, lift halfway. Breathe out, fold. Breathe in, reach up. And exhale, fold forward. Breathe in, lift halfway. Plant your hand, step back, full push up. Breathe out. Breathe in, upward facing dog. And breathe out, down dog. Forward, walk or lightly hop to your hands. Breathe in, nice. And breathe out, fold. More round. Inhale, reach up. Exhale, fold. Breathe in, lift halfway. Plant your hands, breathe out. Breathe in. Down dog, breathe all the way out. Pause here for breath in. Open your mouth, let it out. Plow your hands down and forward into the mat. Elongate your arms. Hip crease up and back. Look forward. Walk or lightly hop to your hands. Breathe in, lift halfway. Breathe out, fold. We're gonna do that springy lunge flow. Feel free to pause anytime to take rest when you need to. Inhale, Utkatasana. Exhale, bow forward. Breathe in, lift halfway, walk your feet hip distance. And step your right foot back, low lunge, breathe in, reach up. Exhale, you bow, hands down, low lunge. Inhale, left leg up and back. That's a big move. You could always just pause in the lunge instead. Then step again, left leg, low lunge. Breathe in, reach up. Hands down, up front, step the back foot up. Top of the mat, breathe in, lift halfway, flat back. And breathe out, fold. Breathe in, Utkatasana. Breathe out, bow forward. Breathe in, lift halfway, walk your feet hip distance. Step the left leg back. Breathe in, reach up. And breathe out, hands come down. You can always stay here or inhale, right leg up and back. Exhale, knee to chest, step lightly. Breathe in, reach up. Breathe out, reach forward as you bow. Step up, feet together. Breathe in, lift halfway. Breathe out, fold. Breathe in, Utkatasana, one more round. Bow forward, breathe out. Breathe in, lift halfway, flat back, walk your feet apart. Right leg back. Breathe in, reach up. All the way into it. And exhale, low lunge until the end of the exhale. Then the inhale, full breath in to lift and lengthen. And the breath out is mainly focused on the knee to chest action, pressing the breath out, then step. Breathe in, reach up. Breathe out, take the time to bow, reach, then step up. Feet together, breathe in. Breathe out. So this one asks for big moves, but not necessarily fast ones. Send your hips back, breathe in, Utkatasana. Bow forward, breathe out. This one is easy to rush, but you won't do that. Breathe in, lift halfway, walk your feet hip distance apart. And the left leg goes back, low lunge, big step. Take your time coming up, full expression of the lunge, top of the inhale, then a bow. Place your hands with the inhale, lift it up and back. And with the exhale, there's no hurry. There's bringing your knee into your chest to help you press the breath out. And step, breathe in, reach up. Fingertips down up front, step up and feet together. Breathe in, lift halfway. Breathe out, bow forward. Walk your feet wide out into a ragdoll. And this time, if you'd like to catch your hands at your low back or to catch a strap between the hands, go for it. Wrap your shoulder blades toward one another on your back, which is why we're doing this. So I really do have a consciousness of what's happening at your shoulders. Because if this, for most of us, if you're not trying to have worse posture, do not let this pose pull you into worse posture. Because one of the things with the arms behind the back, it can be a chest opener, but it could also be rolling your shoulders forward. And if it's doing that, then that's what you're training and that's what you're practicing. So if it is, grab a strap so that you can get the arm bones to rotate properly and not only enjoy it more, but actually do yourself good and do yourself no harm. Unless you want rounded forward shoulders. Like if that has become a new style that I'm unaware of, I am totally open to you practicing for more rounded shoulders. Totally. Who knows what the kids are wearing these days. Release your hands to the mat. Walk your feet together. Press your feet down. Rise up to standing mountain pose. We're going to take eagle arms in a flow. So exhale, right arm under into the eagle. Then unwind and arms reach up. Then left arm under into the eagle arms. Any variation, any amount of that cross, or no cross at all. It just be that the arms kind of meet and do the one cross. And the bottom arm scoops the top arm up, however the cross is. Breathe in, right? Conscious circle as you breathe out. So we're not flapping wings. Breathing in, tracing a conscious circle up. Rotating the arm bones as you need to, coming through this to make it glide through your shoulders. For most of us, it'll be turning the palms up right about shoulder height. And allowing them to turn into the pose. One more round, reaching the arms up. Pressing the arms down and around. More side of that. Press, like you're pressing into air that's resisting. You're pressing into a strong wind. Unwind, reach up, pause. And as if you're letting your arms drain, hands drain. And hold the arms on the collarbones. Lift your sternum to support the arms. Level your gaze, look straight ahead. Know the difference between straight ahead, eye level, and a few inches down. And pick that gaze up. Keep it. Right arm under for eagle. Wrap the right leg over top. We're going to stay. We're going to breathe. And steady in. Five. As you're here, lift the back of your head up and back. As the chin will try to sneak forward, the face will try to sneak forward anytime it can. Forearms forward and up. Back of your head up and back. Breathe in. Breathe out. Bend your standing knee. See how far this little elevator ride goes down. And on your inhale, unwind it, reach up in mountain pose. Then left arm under the right, just the arms to start. Get the wind or the unwind that you prefer. Set your gaze. Again, note straight ahead, eye level, and what's just a couple inches below that. It's really insidious, the drop of the gaze. Find the eyes up, find the eyes level, then left leg over top and sit into it. Keep the eyes level. Eyes drop for a lot of reasons. And I may find myself doing that throughout the day. It's that forward head posture of just sitting, like you're sitting reading or doing whatever you're doing. Generally have to look at it. That's normal. But then we get in a habitual mode of it. We also do it when we want to kind of pull away or like self-protect, right? Our vision draws down. And it can be really steadying and strengthening body and mind to practice that. What's straight ahead? What does that feel like to your body and to your nervous system? On your inhale, unwind and reach up. Pause and feel your body here. Breath in, all the way out. Breath in, reach long through ring and pinky fingertip, go up and a little back. Then exhale, bow forward. Send your hips back, heart forward. Breathe all the way out. And breathe in, lift halfway, flat back. Plant your hands, breathe out, low push out. Breathe in, upward facing dog. Nice. Breathe out, down dog. You take the right leg up behind, three-legged dog. Then exhale, come forward, right knee to right elbow. Make it precise. Pressing forward, be in a high plank. Look forward. Inhale, reach up and back. And then exhale, knee to your chest. Come forward, look forward. You're in a high plank with the knee tucked in. Breath is out. You inhale, up and back. And then look to your left. Knee across to the left elbow. Foot out onto the floor. Just going to pause here. Hands are on the floor. You're still in a plank from hands to back foot. You can stay here. You could bring the back knee down here. So it could be like half monkey, nice stretch there on the outer hip like that. You could also spin the back foot flat and open the left arm, and the body's like side plank. The body's like a half moon, and press your feet into the floor, the revolved side plank. Breath in, breath out. You choose to stay with the revolved side plank. You could reach, catch the foot, draw the leg forward into compass. And then we'll step back, down dog. Pause there. Breath in. Bring your knees down, round your spine like cat pose. Send the hips back toward the heels like you were trying to get to child's pose. With that space in between. Breathe into your upper back. Feel your two arms. Come up to hands and knees and press back to down dog. Right. This is a really unusual way to be working the body and posture. Not unnatural, but unusual. Don't give yourself like the steps into it for sure. But take your left leg up and back, three-legged dog. Right? Even though this is like really unusual, right? Breathe out, come forward, knee to your left elbow, look forward, press the floor away. Strong through your arms. Right? Inhale, reach up and back. The knee to your chest. Press. Look forward. Breathe in. Reach up and back. Breathe out. Bring the knee across. Be precise. Look to the side. Foot out onto the floor. You got hands and back foot on the mat, just like you're doing a plank. And the leg is out to the side. Any amount to the side. So it doesn't have to be all the way up there. Could be all the way up there. You can bend the back knee down. Super nice stretch for the outer left hip. By nice, I mean it's a lot. You could spin the back foot flat. Open up, right? Good. Press down through your standing hand. Push the floor away. Back of the head back, heart forward. And stick with that. Working it like side plank or half moon. Where you catch the foot. And monkey around with compass. Little side bend. And then we'll all step back. Down dog. And once again, bring the knees down. Sit the hips back. Breathe. And up to down dog, and you turn your left toes out to the diagonal. So like you turn your left foot to 10 o'clock if the front of the mat was 12. Bend the right knee, send your left hip up and back. So we have the tilted down dog pose that is going to find a name. If you have a name for this pose, write in so that I don't call it tilting at windmills anymore. I'm fine with that if that's what it ends up being. But left leg straight, right knee's bent. We're going to play around. Press into your right hand. See if your left hand will come back and your right foot can step forward until your left and your right hand meet. If your left and your right hand, if your left hand and your right foot meet, pick up the right foot. Hold it in your hand. If that's going on, swing it out and you're in compass. Then we'll make it back to down dog. Knees down, round your back, send the hips back with breath in. And breathe out. And up to down dog. Right foot turns out to the diagonal. Straighten the leg. Bend your left knee. So all the weight's going into the right foot anyway. The left foot's getting light. Left hand presses down so the right hand can get light. And then can you step the left foot up and bring the right hand back? This is not the prettiest pose, but it's a step in between. If that can happen, catch the outside of that foot, pick it up. If that can happen, well, you know, if this is the first time you've ever done this, just pause and be in awe of your ability to do that. And then if you want to, just play with stretching that leg forward towards the front of the mat, back into compass. Any amount of the pose is the pose. Breath in. Breath out. Make your way back. Down dog. Knees down. Once more, you're going to do that cat going toward child's pose. Get breath in. Breath out. We're going to change it. Bring the forearms down and reverse it into cat pose is trying to become Sphinx pose. Breath in, heart forward, eyebrows down, back of your neck long. So you're probably looking at the floor out in front of you. You're looking at the aforementioned dog hair on your mat or dog on your mat. Breath in and breath out. We'll sit back to child's pose. Keep your arms extended. If that's all right on your shoulders, if your shoulders say no, put them where they need to be. If you can, come up to your fingertips. Come up to your fingertips. Give a pull into the mat as you sit your hips back. I think of this as child's pose, interpretive dance style. Breath in. Breath out. Let the hands soften. Let the arms soften. Let the upper back soften. Get breath in. Breath out. Come up hands and knees to down dog. I will not trick you into any more poses. We'll look through the hands. Walk or hop to seated. Come down onto your back. Press your feet down. Lift your tailbone, your sacrum. Low back piece by piece. Right. Breathe. press down through your feet, press down through your arms, press down to the back of your head. Breathe. One more breath in. And then slowly release down. Pause here, just land, hands to your center line and breathe. Take arms up in the air. So extending your arms toward the ceiling. Now, we're just going to do some arm stretching here. So if this is okay for you, this is okay for you. If it's not, you put your arms back down anytime. And a stop sign your hands. Bend your fingers out. And with the stop signs, imagine heavy weight on your hands and press it up. Like you're doing acro yoga and you're supporting your partner by pressing up into their hands. That's better than thinking of heavy weight on your hands. So you've got that person who's doing their amazing handstand on your hands right now and you're supporting them. You're supporting them by lifting your shoulder blades off the floor to press your hands up. And then just let that go. Know the difference when you stop that action. With the arms falling toward the floor and the sensation in the arms, the tonal quality, then bring back stop sign hands pushed up toward the ceiling, lifting your shoulder blades. So this is the main action, right, of wheel. Now, I said the W word. You never have to do wheel ever. Like, it's not an important thing. Making sure that your shoulder blades can get action in all their ranges of motion is pretty important for the body. So we're doing this and you can do this in lieu of wheel anytime. You can do this while you're doing bridge, but we can also take this action right here and bend the elbows, right? So this action right here, bending the elbows, continue to lift the shoulder blades as you then see if your hands will find the floor. For most of us, they might need to go a little wider. The hands themselves might need to turn out. If you got a shoulder injury that says no way, nuh-uh, right, go back to the last step of this that you could do without pain and do it. And then if your hands are planted, that's a sign that your body is ready to at least explore wheel. So next exhale, bridge or wheel, and breathe, or get halfway up and breathe, or play around with the planting of the hands and breathe. Press into the mat. Lift your body up. Or go back to that step where you're pressing the hands up to the ceiling. Breath in. And then breath out. Slowly come down. We're going to come back to hands toward the ceiling. Let the arms just soften. It's like they're draining, right? And then hands, you got your acro yoga partner there again, stop sign hands, push up toward the ceiling. Just feel the different quality that brings to your back and your arms. Right? Imprint that and then allow the arms to soften again. Hands come to your center line, one to your navel, one to your heart center. Let the knees come together in constructive rest pose. Pause. I'm going to keep bringing that one up, not because wheel is that important. I'm going to keep saying that too. But because bridge, as great a pose as it is, it doesn't do that action for us, right? And that action of the shoulder blades, right, is something that we most of us could use strengthening in. And if you're opting not to do wheel, that's totally fine, but then you're missing that part. And the other thing is, for a lot of us, that's the missing piece between bridge and wheel, because no one ever taught us that, right? That like we just put our hands back there and then push the hands down. But if we're not getting the shoulder blades to lift, then we're going to have a really hard time, unless you happen to be one of that like 2% of the population that's just built for wheel and like you end up in wheel, you don't know how you got there, but you're just happy to be there. And those of us that can do that and learn to activate will be better off too. So you'll see that over and over again. But mostly because this is a continuing practice and we want to get better in every way. Right? But to do that, once we have achieved a certain level of proficiency, it's going to be like these little increments that we refine and study. And there's a lifetime of practice there. Bring your knees into your chest and then rock side to side. And you can think about it like in any field, right? You learn how to do what you do. And then the people who are really good at, like you, like what you're really good at, is because you took time with details. And the people who are okay with it and okay at it, like they're good, they're proficient, you can do it, right? But really great, right? It's the attention to detail. One knee in each hand, let them spin around. Now that I've talked about detail, let's just get really soft focus. Knees spin around. And the leg bones spin around. And bring it back to center, arms out like cactus or wings, belly twisting pose. Let it be really long and stretchy, or let it be pretty defined and kind of abdominal series, like up to you. Make your way to center and hug your knees in, nose to knees and knees to nose, curl up tightly. When you inhale, simply unroll yourself back down, head down. You continue just like that. Curl back up with your exhale. Next inhale, do that same thing, but extend your limbs. Legs forward, arms back. So head, lowest rib, sacrum, flat on the floor. And then curl back in. Lift your hips up off the floor. Shoulder blades up off the floor. Then as you come down, head, lowest rib, sacrum, level on the floor. And then curl back in. As much of you as you can curl up and in. And then when you lengthen out, refining that posture again, sacrum, rib cage, back of the head, right? Training it here, training the abdominal support for good posture. Breathe out. Breathe in. One more curl. And then reach. Keep head and shoulders down. We're just gonna bring the knees into the chest, the nicest one. A breath in. Open your mouth and let it out. Soften the muscles of your face. Let the feet come together, knees out to the sides, and Supta Baddha Konasana. And then two options here. One, let your hands rest on or around your navel center. Breathe. Deep belly breath, feeling your breath move in and out. Or if you really dig that myofascial release, you can take your peace fingers to spot right behind your earlobe, each earlobe, so each set of peace fingers, and just go right to your jaw there. There's the earlobe, and then until where your jaw connects in. I'm just going to start to press the peace fingers around the jaw area right underneath earlobe. And if you find some deep pockets of tension, be not afraid. Most of us have them. Just give them enough pressure to feel and to breathe. Just staying right along the jaw, and then if you want to move down the jaw or around, like the part of the jaw that's more on the face, or more underneath and moving toward the chin, take the case fingers, move along with a little pressure in that, and yeah, take a breath. You can also take some gentle circling actions and start around the jaw muscles. They're super busy muscles, super important muscles. A few moments to those. Another nice thing you can do is take the thumb and first finger around the earlobe. And a little earlobe massage, and then move out along the ears and just get a little, well, you can figure it out. Stay with that as long as you like. When you've had enough, we'll bring hands to heart center. Just lay the hands lightly on sternum. And knees together, a good hug in. And take the right leg over the left for reclined pigeon, but then go deeper so that it's the kind of the eagle cross or the gomukhasana cow face cross. You're gonna take the left foot to the mat. So now you've got right legs crossed over the left. It's like you're sitting cross-legged basically, but you're lying down. You get the drift, it's a tight cross. Press your left foot down. You're lifting the hips up, sliding them over to the right, letting the knees move over to the left. It's a deep twist. It gets the low back pretty well. If it's too much twist, you'll know it. And there's probably about 57 different other varieties of twists you could do here. If you like it, you like it. Stick with it. Breathe here. Let the back of your head rest on the floor. Look straight up. It's totally fine to look in other directions, but bring back that just restful gaze that's just straight from center. Head staying at center, nervous system stays at center. Yeah, breath in. Breath out. Step at a time. We're going to untangle the legs, uncross. Just lay the right leg on top of the left. Because it's pretty deep or just complex, we'll say, for the outer hip and low back. Now, as if you're using the left leg, you are using the left leg. Use the left leg to press the right leg back into center. So the right leg doesn't have to do too much after it just had that stretch. Then readjust your hips at center. It's another version of how to get out of a pose class that's going on the list of things to do. And left leg cross over the right. And so you get the crossing, pick up the feet to do that and just adjust as you need to get in there. And then right foot to the mat. Left leg's crossed over, just hanging out there. Lift the hips, slide the hips left. Knees move over to the right. And so that it's too complicated to say which leg is doing what, but you got a knee that's holding the shin down, Right. And if that's too much pull on the IT band or the low back, stack the knees, do something that does work for this side. Again, set your gaze straight up at the ceiling so the back of your neck is long. Adjust your shoulder blades so that they feel comfortable underneath you. And you breathe in and out. Breathe all the way out. And step by step, first thing, just untangle the legs. Left leg lays on top of the right. Just pause there. And this is also one of those that we don't realize how deep it is till we try to get out of it. Use the right leg. So pull it up into the left to press the left back into center. Soles of the feet to the mat. You slide the hips back into your center line. Hug knees in towards your chest. And then happy baby, or any finishing pose that you prefer. Some good breath in and out. Into your nose, out through your mouth. Just deep clearing. Heather, is that table soccer going on in your room? Nice. Very cool. Things you don't see every day. When you're ready, make your way to Shavasana and enjoy the rest. That was great, y'all. You feel ready to come back. Start with wiggling your fingers and your toes. And roll to your right side. Make your way up to seated. Take a moment for a full breath in. Let your shoulders rise up toward your ears. As you breathe out, let them slide slowly down. You're taking off a heavy coat or backpack and letting it go. Bring hands together at heart center. And thumbs to forehead center. Super work, y'all. Namaste. Yay. Have a great night. See you soon. Bye.
I'm impressed, Anna, that you knew my mat was from Jade Yoga.
And thank you for joining us here. We'd love to see you online in our Zoom classes. You can join us at 3dogyoga.com. And if you'd like to support this podcast, we're on patreon.com/3dogyoga. Thanks again for practicing with us. Namaste.